You're listening to the FQXI podcast. Yes, it's this year's FQXI essay contest, open to both professionals and non-professionals, in partnership with the Gruber Foundation, Submeta and Scientific American. This year, we're asking you to question the foundations and tell us which of our basic physical assumptions is wrong. Winning entries will be awarded up to $10,000, and some of the best entries may be published in Scientific American magazine. Brendan, tell us more about what FQXI will be looking for.
We are looking for original essays, 9 pages or less, that challenge our foundations and ask which of our basic physical assumptions are wrong. For instance, what are the hidden assumptions in our physics theories? Also, a lot of people might have an opinion on what assumptions should be removed, but an interesting essay might ask, do we need more assumptions to make progress in physics? Essays should also be interesting, meaning original, creative, well-argued, and accessible to a wide audience like the readers of our media partner, Scientific American.
So can entrants include mathematics when they write their essays?
Yes, math is no problem, but keep in mind that the essay should be readable by a wide audience.
Right, okay. So do you have any tips about the sorts of things that the judging panel will want to see, and perhaps more importantly, what they really don't want to see?
Well, it's up to the judges to decide exactly what they are looking for, but I can say that the one type of essay which never does well is what I call the shoehorn. And that's an essay that just discusses the author's personal pet theory of whatever and tacks on a few lines to squeeze in a mention of the essay question. These essays are easy to spot and no fun to read. Like I said, we want to see entries that are original work, which show that the author has taken a step beyond work that he or she has already done. In fact, essays that take us all beyond what we have already thought.
Well, the essay contest is open to anyone, as I mentioned, professionals and non-professionals alike, and the closing date is August the 31st. If you're looking for inspiration, you can read all past entries to previous contests on the website www.fqxi.org/community/essay.
As always, we want to involve as many people as possible in the judging. As entries come in, they'll be posted on the site, and you can read them and vote for your favorites. We'll also keep you posted on new entries via Twitter, @FQXI.